Good morning, this is Ryder and Addie with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, power has been restored to 90% of homes in southeast Queensland after ex-tropical cyclone Alfred, but over 33,000 properties remain without power. Energex spokesman Danny Donald said crews are focusing on areas with severe damage, particularly removing trees and debris from power lines, which requires substantial effort. So far, Energex has restored power to 40,000 homes and businesses, with the Gold Coast suburbs experiencing the most serious network damage.
In national news, in a world first, an Australian man has survived for 100 days with an entirely artificial heart. The Bivacar Total Artificial Heart is designed as a temporary replacement for patients in between heart transplants. The researchers and doctors behind the operation hailed the man's tenacity and called for trial an unmitigated clinical success. While the lifespan of these artificial hearts still lags far behind donated hearts, this trial has proven their feasibility as short to medium term stopgaps for patients on the waiting list for donated hearts.
In international news, fragments of ancient facial bones dating back 1.1 or 1.4 million years have been discovered in a cave in Spain's Apacat Mountains, particularly belonging to the earliest humans in Western Europe. The fossil, dubbed pink by researchers, shows primitive facial features resembling Homo erectus. Rosa Huguet, leading the research, noted that this fossil represents the earliest human face of Western Europe identified to date. The discovery challenges previous assumptions about human migration into Europe, and with more research needed to confirm whether these early humans arrived before Homo erectus, another species found in the region.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some unexpected rain. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. And that's all news for 10am. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.